Land of Light. Land of Light.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Hello and welcome to this episode of Land of Light that makes you familiar with the interesting events from the life of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger to all mankind, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. If you remember, last week we presented the account of the Bir Mauna expedition to Najd and how the Muslim missionaries were massacred by the treacherous pagan tribes of Najd, a region in Arabia noted for its sedition, including the current Wahhabi heresy and state terrorism of the Al Saud clan. We said one of the two survivors of the massacre perpetrated by the Bani Amr tribe of Najd was Amr bin Umayyah, who had taken the camels to graze. On his way back to Medina, he came across two persons in the desert, and on learning that they belonged to the Bani Amr tribe, he killed them on the assumption that they had participated in the attack on Muslims and shed their blood. On hearing this untoward incident, the Prophet was aggrieved and immediately ordered that blood money be determined and paid to the kin of the two innocent men as a form of Islamic justice. Meanwhile, since there was a pact between Muslims and Jews to help each other in cases of crisis and war, and the Jews of Medina, as a people living under protection of the Islamic government, were duty-bound to assist Muslims, the Prophet decided to personally visit the Bani Nazir Jewish tribe to discuss the case of blood money for the slain Bani Amr tribesmen. This incident was indeed a test of honesty of the Jews to determine whether they were sincerely bound to the letter and spirit of the pact they had made with Muslims. Now, if you're ready, keep us company to listen to the rest of the account. Outside Medina, in the vast arid plain, there was a towering fortified wall which made a fearful sight for every viewer and passerby. There was a gateway in the middle section of the wall. The wall was actually the outer line of defense for a formidable citadel which in turn had circled the houses of members of the Jewish Bani Nazir tribe. That morning, the guards on the ramparts shouted as they spotted some figures on the horizon approaching the fortress.
A few horsemen are riding towards us.
It seems that they are coming from Medina.
The group of horsemen was made up of the Prophet of Islam and some of his companions. The Messenger of Mercy made his companions wait outside the castle and went inside alone for a short dialogue with the chiefs of Bani Nazir. Huyay, son of Akhtab, said,
"Welcome, O Abul Ghatham."
A Jewish elder said,
"Welcome, O leader of Muslims."
They received the Prophet warmly and seated him in the shade of the wall of castle by a fresh flowing spring. Then they left the Prophet one by one, and after consultations, amongst themselves, returned to him for further discussion. The Prophet said,
"One of my companions has mistakenly killed two Bani Amr tribesmen in retaliation for the blood of his friends, on the assumption that these two were involved in the massacre of Muslims. However, the two slain Bani Amr tribesmen had not participated in the massacre of Muslims, and therefore, as part of Islamic justice, their kin must be paid the blood money. Now, since we have a pact with each other regarding assistance in terms of crisis, let us resolve this matter jointly."
Among the Jewish chiefs, Huyay son of Akhtab was known for his cunning and craftiness. He said,
"Our alliance with Muslims requires nothing except that we are the friends and helpers of each other in times of hardship. Now, since Muslims are obliged to pay the blood money for the killing of two Bani Amr tribesmen as a case of mistaken identity, why should we consider ourselves separate from the Muslims?"
A Jewish elder said,
"We also have a treaty of friendship with the Bani Amr tribe of Najd, so we have to respect their blood."
While the chiefs of Bani Nazir were conversing with the Prophet, two of the youths of the tribe spoke with each other in hushed voices in a nearby house. Salam asked,
"What are you doing here?"
Salam was speaking with Amr, son of Jahash, an agile and energetic lad.
"Why are you moving so furtively on the wall?"
Amr, son of Jahash, said,
"The chiefs have ordered me to cast the boulder from above the wall to kill the Prophet of Muslims."
"Why should you do this?"
"Isn't this an opportunity to get rid of the Prophet and the pact with Muslims?"
"Don't you fear that God may inform him of your scheme?"
The youth left him as if he had heard nothing. The chiefs of Bani Nazir were sitting in front of the Prophet of Islam, trying to keep him busy with incessant talk so that the youth which they had hired would have ample time to cast the boulder on the Prophet and kill him. At this moment, unknown to the Jewish plotters, Archangel Gabriel descended on the Prophet and informed him of the plot against his life. At this revelation from heaven, the Prophet immediately stood up and, citing an emergency, left the castle. The Bani Nazir chiefs had no other option but to wait. Well, since time is over for this episode, we leave the story on that and invite you to follow it in the next episode. Till then, God bless you and goodbye.